AI News by Conjero.
Software engineering is going through what feels like a third major operating shift. Open source made code far more accessible, and DevOps changed how teams ship. Now AI is pushing into the heart of the pipeline.
Right, and this is bigger than autocomplete. These models are starting to act like co-architects, test generators, deployment advisors, and sometimes even operational agents. That changes the role of the system doing the work.
What stands out is that earlier shifts kept humans in charge of the key decisions. AI starts to blur that line. It can affect how code is authored, verified, released, and even governed.
And that means a bunch of old boundaries get thinner fast. Code authoring and code review, test design and test execution, deployment planning and runtime control, incident response and system adaptation, all of that starts to collapse together.
The build side is the obvious place people notice first. Generative tools can draft code, scaffolding, and configuration, which helps with boilerplate and prototyping. But the more consequential shift is in testing.
Exactly. AI-assisted test generation is becoming a real gate in mature environments. Models can synthesize unit, integration, and regression tests from code changes, contracts, and past defects. That makes testing more continuous and less manual.
Deployment is changing too. AI systems can summarize release risk, suggest rollout sequencing, and flag dependency issues before they show up in production. Some stacks are even using models at runtime to detect anomalies and suggest fixes.
The goal isn't full autonomy for its own sake. It's shorter feedback loops and fewer blind spots in software that's too complex for purely manual oversight. But that also brings a new governance problem right away.
Because once models influence code, tests, or release decisions, model risk management becomes part of reliability engineering. Teams need traceability. Which model made what artifact, under what prompt, against what policy, and with what confidence?
And the control plane becomes CI/CD plus policy. That means guardrails on what a model can generate, where it can act, and when a human or deterministic check has to override it. Strong observability matters too.
So the safest entry point is still pretty practical. Internal tooling, documentation, test expansion, dependency analysis, and non-production configuration help. Even then, AI-generated code should go through the same analysis, security scanning, and peer review as anything else.
Then teams can widen the scope carefully, starting with modules that have clear interfaces and reversible changes. Release automation can move in tiers too. Recommend first, execute low-risk steps later, and only then take on higher-risk orchestration with human approval.
That's where platform teams come in. You'd want a model registry, policy engines, evaluation harnesses, and access control around prompts, tool permissions, and retrieval sources. The system has to be auditable, not just fast.
And that's the real shift. AI isn't just automating tasks, it's operating on the substance of engineering work itself. The winners won't be the flashiest assistants. They'll be the ones that fit into real software supply chains and still keep trust intact.
AI News by Conjero.